Hey, tonight on ABC, I didn't even know this was happening. It was kind of sprung on me. There's some Michael Jackson special.
Oh.
It's on ABC tonight. It's called The Last Days of Michael Jackson.
Is it like a documentary?
The life and legacy of the singer with interviews from people that he knew that have never been seen before. These interviews were done by Barbara Walters, otherwise known as Bobble Walters, and Diane Sawyer. What are you laughing about over there? Now, get this. The estate of Michael Jackson, they released a statement. They're not happy about this special. They say they want everyone who watches it to know that the special is not sponsored or approved by the estate. Hmm. Now, ABC, which is owned by Mickey Mouse, basically Walt Disney Company, so is ESPN, owned by Walt Disney, all that stuff. Mickey Mouse pretty much owns a lot of things you see on your television. Mickey Mouse runs the world. Minnie helps out a little bit. But anyway, the estate says that ABC is using copyrighted material without having licensed the rights to its use. I mean, doesn't that sound like a lawsuit? Why wouldn't you, why wouldn't you sue and prevent this thing from airing if you're that upset about it? Anyway, they say, the estate does, that they're trying to exploit the life, music, and image of, one, Michael Jackson.
Mm.
But if they were that concerned, don't you think, like I said, they would put a stop to the whole thing. That's something to watch tonight on ABC. I'm kind of over basketball at this point. Thanks, Cavs. maybe you can change that on Friday.
Let's hope so. Did I tell you who I saw yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Savannah James.
Where'd you see her at?
She was at Hobby Lobby in Fairlawn.
Oh, I saw your post there.
Yeah.
Was your post about seeing her there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was just scrolling through and I saw something on Facebook and I saw that you were checked in at Hobby Lobby in Fairlawn. And I just saw that caption like up top.
Meh, meh.
And I go,
scrolling ahead.
I go, who the hell cares? You're at Hobby Lobby. Fairlawn.
No, I went up there to look for some home decor.
Did you stalk her?
No, I got nervous, and I usually don't get nervous when I see people like that. And her and another lady were walking towards me, and I did like a double take, and I'm like, oh, I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
She smiled when she saw my Cavs Champs shirt I was wearing.
Listen, I'm glad she was in Boston supporting her husband last night. Thanks,
her
Savannah.
Her kids were probably in school.
I don't care. Listen, they have handlers to take their children to school.
Handlers?
You get your butt, Savannah, to Boston, especially for Sunday for Game 7, which there will be a Game Number 7.
There will be.
Savannah, you better get your butt to Boston. Root on your man. First of all, I had Michelle falling asleep last night in the middle of the game.
Sorry.
I just know that because she told me. It's not like we spent the night together or anything. And so there goes your team loyalty.
I want you to clarify that just to be sure.
I mean, just so everybody knows. I mean, but there went your loyalty out the window. Now Savannah, she doesn't even travel with her husband to an out-of-town game, especially when it's a big playoff game. Shame on you, ladies. Shame, shame.
Shame, shame, shame.
Hey, more news on ABC. If I had to choose, if I had to toss it up and pick one out of the air.
That was nice.
I would probably, between the Today Show and Good Morning America, I'd go with Good Morning America. It's just
really?
What I prefer. Yeah.
No, you got to do the Today Show. Kathy Lee and Hoda are everything.
I'm good on those broads. Drinking wine. I mean, honestly.
They're so funny.
I don't want to stare at those two.
What makes Good Morning America better?
I don't know. It's just what I prefer. I really can't put my finger on it. Maybe Ginger Z makes Good Morning America
cute.
A little better.
I love me some Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Her husband, though, I mean, she could do a lot better than that. Ginger Z could. But anyway, ABC is making more room for Good Morning America. They're going to expand it to a third hour. I don't know when this is going to start, but in order to do that, they had to get rid of a show.
Oh, what show?
The Chew. No longer going to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Been on for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
They do have a native Clevelander, though, on the Chew, Michael Simon.
Right.
Known world-renowned chef, but he'll be looking for a job. Although he has a few restaurants around.
He'll be just fine.
He'll be A-okay. But yeah, the Chew getting dropped by ABC to make room for that third hour.
Well, the Today Show, I believe, is 4 hours long. I think they start early.
Well, I think they do 3, then the final's just Hoda and Kathy Lee, right?
That's considered part of their morning show.
Right.
Because then there's Megyn Kelly in the middle. She starts, I believe, at 9.
Oh, let me tell you, that's doing well on the ratings. Good God, that's that show.
I usually, when I was on maternity leave, that was the hour that I would switch it over to Live with Kelly Lee, or Kelly and Ryan.
Kelly and Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, that was on ABC. So
Kelly's a hoot.
She is funny. I like her.
And a holler.
And a holler.
Hey, remember yesterday we talked about the 171-year-old candy maker who was going bankrupt, Necco?
Yes.
They make those chalk-like wafers. Well, they're going to stay in business because they found a buyer yesterday.
Oh, wow.
They spent 18-plus million bucks. That's the Ohio-based Spangler Candy Company. Now, they make those little dum-dum lollipops, among other things. We all like those dum-dum. I mean, those little tiny suckers, right?
Yeah.
The ones you get at the bank.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I actually got offered, shout out to Chase Bank, New Philadelphia. I actually got offered suckers last time I went through. She goes, would you like sucker with your receipt?
Oh.
And I go, am I 8 years old? No, thank you.
You should have taken it. The root beer flavored ones were my favorite.
Actually, I said no right at first, and I thought to myself, I go, I wonder if they got blueberry in there. Because those blueberry little dum-dums, thems are on point. Let me tell you that.
Those are good.
They are good. The other ones are kind of just garbage, but those blueberry ones.
Have you had the root beer one? The root beer one's good.
Oh, get out of here. I don't like root beer.
Not root beer at all? Like root beer floats?
No.
Are you American?
No root beer for me. It's either Mountain Dew or it's not going down my esophagus.
Oh my goodness gracious! Who are you?
A little peek into my life. Way too much coffee and Mountain Dew.
You drink coffee like you should have an IV drip. That's how much coffee you drink.
Well, listen, it's actually I went to reach back for it because it's just habit, and I left it. Left it out there under
the... Are you itching for it?
I am. I'm like a fiend over here.
need my coffee.
But anyway.
I can't believe that you've never had a root beer float.
Never in my life.
Wow.
I don't like root beer.
That's so bizarre.
I'm telling you, I am the pickiest eater / drinker / individual on the face of the earth. The pickiest.
Do you like Dr. Pepper?
No.
What?
Don't like it.
We need to reevaluate
that was huge
situation.
In Texas.
Dr. Pepper?
I mean, that was seemingly everybody's drink of choice.
You know how bad Mountain Dew is for you?
It's pretty bad, but it's...
I'm sure all of those beverages are bad
for you. But it's glorious. I had a Mountain Dew actually last night with my Taco Bell.
You sound like 20-year-old Chad, my husband.
Chadley.
That was his go-to.
Maybe we'll have a mandate one day at Taco Bell. Get ourselves a large Mountain Dew.
I can't believe somebody spent that much money on that company on those wafers.
What? Oh, 18 mil?
Yeah. I don't think that those are that good.
Well, everything that Necco has to offer. Necco also makes the Sky Bar, right?
I don't know what that is.
The Clark Bar. Like, who eats these? And the Mary Jane. Seriously, Mary Jane juice. What's laced in those? But anyway. So Necco will apparently be up and running with the help of Ohio-based, what was it, Spangler? Spangler Candy Co. Get this weird story, okay? I didn't know this yesterday, and maybe it wasn't made aware to me. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, when they did a little tour through at Necco's headquarters, which is in Massachusetts, they inspectors found, get this, rodent excrement too numerous to count.
Ew.
At its main plant. A quote from the FDA. So, get yourself a Sky Bar made by Necco, or maybe a Clark bar.
Ew.
Or their fan favorite, the Mouse Poop Bar.
Oh, stop.
Go with that one,
so
too.
Gross.
If you wanted. Ugh. Anyway, did I just hear your stomach growl over there?
Was that my stomach?
I heard something growling.
Oh. Well, I didn't eat my cereal this morning because we're out of milk, so maybe I'm hungry.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't hear it. Did it growl?
You normally eat before you get here?
I try to. Do you not? You don't have time.
I don't have time.
I wake up at 3.
Like yesterday when you saw me slam those mini muffins. That was the first time
like
I ate.
You looked like a squirrel just trying to like push them back in here.
Just a squirrel trying to get a mini muffin. That's all I was trying to. I mean, they're mini. You can shove multiple
Oh,
mini muffins
you?
In your mouth. Because they're mini.
They're not that mini.
They're small enough. You can shove a couple in there. And plus, they're so moist. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Shove them in there. Then get them a little more moist, if you will, with a swig of coffee. And it goes down easy.
I might need to go get some breakfast because I didn't have my cereal this morning.
Well, holler if you go somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget about the ones you love. What the hell is that? You hear that?
Motorcycle.
Jeez Louise. I mean, you think this is a soundproof studio? You know what I mean?
Right.
Who just went by?
I don't know.
Good
but your
God.
Face was priceless.
I mean, sounded like it was literally right behind me.
Right.
All right.
Usually those lawnmowers behind you distract me. They're so loud.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. During Mary's interview. That was awesome.
Anyhow, a little peek behind the curtain.